Hello there. This is the story about our little dog, Jenny. Father came in from the snowy, blowy weather with a big smile as he greeted his five children. He whispered in Margaret's ear,
"I have a surprise here in my coat pocket."
Then he walked over to where his little boy was.
"Grovy, I have something special for you because it's your birthday."
From his coat pocket, he brought out a fat little black puppy with silky fur. Grovy smiled and everyone wanted to hold it.
Oh, let's call her Jenny.
Yeah, that's a good name.
Yeah, let's do.
That dog grew and was loved by everyone, whether in the summer running, in the meadows as the children played, or in the winter snow. Jenny was always there. Then came the sad day when the family prepared to move to California. Jenny had to be given up and find a new home. Jenny was given to some friends who lived on the other side of the big city. It was a sad farewell. Then the final moving day came. All the children were ready and waiting in the big van as the last suitcases were carried out of the house. Suddenly, the children all saw Jenny at once as she came running around the corner.
"Look, there's Jenny.
Oh, you dear little dog, you came back."
Jenny had found her way back home, alone, just in time to say goodbye. Jenny loved them so much she didn't know any obstacles. She thought she had made it in time, and she had, just to let them know how much she loved them. They had to give her up again, but they never forgot her devotion. God's love is something like this. God's love will never let you go. You may go away and leave him, but God will seek you out. God showed his great love for you and me when he gave us his son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for the sins of us all and arose from the grave 3 days later so that we might be saved and forgiven. When you are in God's family, you will never be given up. Jesus said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." All you need to do is believe Christ died for you, for your sins. Just bow your head now and pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord, I am sorry for all the wrong things I have done. Forgive me. I believe you died for me to take away my sins and that you rose again from the grave. Come into my heart, dear Savior, just now. I thank you for your gift of salvation and everlasting life. I thank you that I am now a child of God. Amen.